Hello, BGTY Nation. It's another beautiful day, and I want to spend it with you. The Bringing Joy to Life podcast has come with another great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. Just in case this is your first time listening to this podcast, I'm Dr. Joy, and I love bringing research-based life topics to you, the BGTY Nation. Be good to yourself, Nation. Thanks for listening and joining the conversation today. I would love if you would subscribe to my podcast and invite others to do so too. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Joy's Podcast. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fix. Reviews and comments are always welcome in order for me to continue to grow as a podcaster. Now, let's dive into the conversation. It's all about living your best life. Thank you. Thank you so much. I give honor to all people who are faking the best life too. As I stand before you today, I want you to know that life is good. I'm out here hustling hard. I wear the best name brand clothes. I have the best materialistic things you can find out there. And guess what? I paid for it all on credit. I love that my payment is $75 per credit card. I have about 7 of them with an interest rate of 29%. I love that you love my life. Thank you so much. I only live like this because I think this is what you want to see. Continue to like my pictures on Instagram and Snapchat. And a matter of fact, you can Google me and you will see that I'm living my best life. Hey, remember me. It's easy to follow me. My name is the Cinderella Syndrome or fictionallife.com. Or you can even call me fakeittillimakeit.com. Okay, so I know people can roll the statement, I'm living my best life, off their tongue like it's just that easy. Just like when you heard the camera snapping and people clapping and just saying that they are living the best life and they are thanking everybody for them showing off their life. There is also a popular rap song about living your best life that's trending. You see it on social media, people making videos that portray them dancing and singing and jumping high in the air, proclaiming they are living their best life. Is it true? Do you believe what you see, what you hear, what you smell? Are you part of the hype? Sometimes I'm given a side eye, in quotations, about what I'm seeing. Like Lovey from Rants and Randomness podcast, she's always given the side eye. I know how she can call out people and honestly just ask people to be true to themselves, just like I'm going to do today. I'm not saying that what people put on social media is not believable. I'm on social media myself, and somebody can be saying the same thing about me. What I'm saying to you is living your best life involves more than a snapshot on social media. Living your best life is more than a smile here, there, and everywhere. Living your best life is a process. So you say, Dr. Joy, it's a process. Yes, it's a process. So before we get into the process, I really want you to focus on what living your best life is not. Living your best life is not picture perfect, posing for the gram or Instagram. Living your best life is not spending money frivolously with no regard to your responsibilities. Living your best life is not having conversations with people, giving advice to people about living your best life when you know you are not taking your own advice. The list can go on and on and on. But why continue talking about the negatives when all you have to do to become positive and truly live your best life is to follow the process? A process is a series of actions taken in order to achieve something. So let's start with the process of living our best life. The Chopra Center wrote an article that expressed that figuring out how to live life to its highest potential might feel like a full-time job on top of the job you already had. It is a difficult process. But if it is your desire, you need to start practicing, you need to set intentions, and to embrace your journey. So the process or the journey begins with who you are. So who are you? If you had the opportunity to explain this to a person, what would you say? Sometimes I know this can be difficult, and that is why the journey or the process of living your best life begins with knowing who you are. As you listen to this podcast, just begin thinking about who you are and why knowing who you are is important. This is major. You can get in your own way of living life by the negative thoughts you may be having. You can let others protrude in your life and change the direction of your hopes and dreams. What you do and how you live life is up to you and you alone. You have to love who you are and let no one take your joy away. This is the beginning of the process. Next, you must focus on real, achievable goals. We can say all day what we're going to do, and we can take a quick picture to put on social media to show that we are living this picture-perfect life, but that's not what's happening if goals are not real or achievable. I will tell you like one of my students told me when she was explaining a situation. She said that the student she was arguing with was not about that life. So I say to you, you ain't about that life if it ain't real and you are not moving toward your achievable goals. Living your best life is setting goals mentally, verbally, and physically, and also writing the goals down. Don't be afraid of change. They must be real. Your goals must be real. They must have a timeline. They must be achievable. Something I talked about at the beginning of this year, SMART goals. Goal setting will make your life so much easier. And actually, as I think about it, you will find goal setting rewarding and satisfying. It will put things in perspective for you. Don't live a Cinderella life. Life is not picture perfect, no matter how you show that to the world, no matter how you show that to Instagram, to Snapchat, to your friends when you're going out. You know, setting goals, it just kind of make me think about that we need something concrete to help us to get this life thing right. We don't need to be out there in the public eye living a fictional life. But people do it all the time. They don't set goals. They don't know who they are. And they're just out there living life the way they think people want to see them live life. And guess who is hurting? It's hurting you as an individual. It's not hurting them. They're thinking, oh, this person's living this way and that way. Oh, they got it good. That's what they're saying. And then when the tables turn and something happened in your life, what are those people going to say? Are they going to say you were living a fictional life or a realistic life? Will they still be there for you? So know who you are and set goals to help you with that process. Mental health is also a part of the journey too. Stress is real, R-E-A-L, real. And it will take your joy away. Get your mental health in check. Even if that means going weekly to see a counselor, as I continue to say to you on different episodes, counseling should not be a taboo. It's always good to let someone hear you out without judgment. Your mental health is so important. Who's that playing in my mind? Bam, bam. Nobody now, because I have kicked the negativity far away from me, myself, and I. So that's the next thing that's part of your journey. I did that melody to remind you that your subconscious and your negative Nancy, so-called people in your life, can deter you from living your best life. So who's that playing in my mind? Bam, bam. Nobody now. Have you ever seen those cartoon characters trying to make decisions? And suddenly you have a little angel version of themselves telling you to do something good. And of course, on the other side, you have that little devil version whispering, telling you just to do the opposite of good. Well, just think about that being you. You have all those things going on in your mind and you're trying to make a decision. Good decision, bad decision. What's a good decision? What's a bad decision? All of that's going on in your mind. Living your best life is putting some thought into the decisions, you know, that you make and kicking the negative out of your life. So who's that playing in your mind? Bam, bam. Nobody now. Hopefully nobody, because living your best life is a process. I think that this episode is definitely touching only the surface of the process. If you take these joy nuggets and put them in action, it will start you on your journey. So let's recap. Start the process with knowing who you are. That's number one. Knowing and loving who you are is so important. Knowing who you are is the freedom you need to live your best life. Number two, set real achievable goals and don't live the life of Cinderella. It's fictional. It's a fictional way to live. When setting goals, don't be afraid. And yes, I'm talking to myself too. I don't believe it's being afraid though. I think it's about the unknown and trying to control everything. That's my problem. If this is yours, remember the serenity prayer that I always talk about and put it into action. And that is to accept the things you cannot change and change the things you can. Number three, your mental health should be a part of the process. How can you say you love who you are if you are depressed, angry, and full of negativity? Get your mental health checked. Meditate, start journaling, take long walks, and seek out counseling. Remember, counseling should not be your taboo. If it would be a hard task to complete, don't tell anybody you're gonna do it. Have this information between yourself, you, and your counselor. Whatever you do to keep your mental health in check, you need to do it. Your psyche affects all the aforementioned tasks. And then number four is don't be afraid of change. And if that change is getting rid of negative people in your life, so be it. So, how will your story end? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to say that my journey has and continues to be a journey. As a matter of fact, it is a process that I have taken on. Everything that I do, every step that I take begins with me. I want to thank me for loving who I am. I want to thank me for setting real goals in the midst of living in a world that is full of fictional characters and negativity. I want to thank me for supporting my mental health. I want to thank me for accepting the things I cannot change and changing the things that I can. And lastly, I want to thank my Lord Jesus Christ for giving me the wisdom to conquer all the things I'm thanking myself for. Faith without work is dead. Snoop Dogg, a hip-hop rapper, gave a speech about thanking himself for all his great work. So I took that, his speech, and changed it to meet the need of this episode. And I hope you enjoyed that. But being for real, the question still stands to you, BGTY Nation. How will your story end? Will you be in front of that audience clapping and cheering you on because you have done the things that you needed to do, the process, the journey that you needed to take to live your best life? Will it be you living your life, your best life for real, or will it be something else? Accept the challenge of being someone great through going through the process of living your best life. Be free, I say, be free. Fanny Bryce, an actress, was quoted by saying, "Let the world know who you are, not as you think you should be, because sooner or later, if you are posing, you will forget the pose. And then, where will you be?" I can tell you, you will be in that fictional world of Cinderella. What I want for you is to live life to the fullness, but live that life realistically with all the things that come with it. That means the good, the bad, and the ugly. So, it's been another great conversation with my BGTY Nation. I look forward to next week. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss anything. Follow me on Instagram at Dr. Joy's Podcast. If you have a topic you want to hear more about, shoot me a DM on Instagram or contact me via my website email. Check out past episodes and share this with family, friends, or wherever you want to make an impact on the world. That's my purpose, changing the world with episodes that help you bring joy to your life. See you next week.